Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. OpenAI has launched its GPT-5.6 family of models into general availability. The new flagship, called Sol, is priced at $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output tokens. It's joined by two lower-cost tiers, Terra at $250 and $15, and Luna at $1 and $6.
The company says the models are designed for greater token efficiency, aiming to get more work done per dollar spent. OpenAI reports performance gains across coding, knowledge work, and cybersecurity. It also introduces an ultra setting that coordinates multiple agents for demanding tasks. According to OpenAI's release, Sol achieves a new high score of 53.6 on the agent's last exam benchmark for professional workflows. One number to know today, $355.9 billion. That's how much venture funding went to AI startups in the first half of 2026, according to PitchBook. AI deals accounted for 86% of all U.S. venture dollars spent in that period.
IBM has announced a series of updates for its Bob Agentic software development platform. The company added multi-agent capabilities, parallel tool calling, and built-in cost analytics it calls Bobalytics. IBM also introduced three specialized workflows for Java modernization, IBM i, and IBM Z mainframe environments. The platform's new parallel tool calling can reduce certain tasks from 30 seconds to 10 seconds or less. IBM's vice president says Bob coordinates work across discovery, planning, coding, and testing, rather than just generating code. A research director quoted in the article notes Bob builds security, testing, and governance into the generation step, so code arrives already checked.
Next, the Associated Press reports growing professional skepticism around AI note-takers. While the tools promise easy meeting recaps, privacy advocates and legal professionals warn about risks. Concerns include where meeting data is stored, the creation of voice prints without consent, and the potential loss of attorney-client privilege if conversations are shared with a third-party AI. The report notes that some companies resell data or use recordings to train their models. Several law firms have banned the use of such tools for client meetings. The AP article quotes an HR executive who says she doesn't think companies should use the tools at all, citing huge organizational risks.
And finally, SpaceX AI has launched Grok 4.5, a model pitched for cost-efficient coding. It's priced at $2 per million input tokens and $6 per million output tokens. The company says it uses fewer tokens on some software engineering tasks. An artificial analysis estimate puts Grok 4.5's cost per task at $2.49, compared to $5.07 for GPT-5.5 in Codex. The model is available in the Cursor coding tool, which SpaceX is acquiring. Analysts cited in the report say enterprises should focus on cost per successful outcome, not just token pricing. One analyst points out that a cheaper model can still cost more if it needs repeated attempts to produce working code. So testing on your own repositories is key.
One thing to try this week is to pick one recurring coding or analysis task and compare the token count between your current model and a trial on one of the new GPT 5.6 tiers. The goal isn't to switch everything over immediately, but to get a concrete sense of whether the promised efficiency gains show up in your specific work.
It's a simple way to ground the benchmark claims in your own cost and output data. You might find that the lower-cost Terra or Luna tiers are sufficient for your needs, which could lead to a meaningful reduction in your monthly AI spend. The PitchBook data we mentioned shows venture funding is highly concentrated in AI, so even small efficiency gains at your level could scale across the industry.
That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.